Kaya, you're welcome to our home here in Doon, Ballybunion, where I was born and reared, and lived here for the last 83 years.
Wow. You said you were born just across the road?
Yeah, that was the old home across the road, and my son lives across there, and his family.
Wow.
And I moved, when we got married, then I moved across here.
So you didn't move to Fairway, but look at the beautiful views you have.
Oh, sure, it is lovely and a fine day, but when the storm hits here, mm-hmm. and you could write your name on the window there with salt after a storm. And it wouldn't be a big storm now.
Mm-hmm. Would you have to prepare yourself if there was bad weather coming?
He's not the best at doing that now, mind you. He would do a little bit.
Well, a lot of the sheds were old and that, and the storm took a lot of them mm-hmm. from time, different periods. But when we got our feet in the ground and we got to get the sheds redone, and they're safe now anyway. But we wouldn't get in storm insurance, we wouldn't get it here.
I might come over to yourself here. You were originally from Lixna.
I'm from Ballincloher, Lixna.
Okay, what was life like there?
We had a very, very happy childhood. My mother and my father were both from Lisbon. My mother was from Lisbon and my father was from Aglish, and he was a teacher, and he got the post in Ballincloher School, so they moved there, and there were seven of us in the family, mm-hmm. six girls and one boy, again. And
who was the pet?
There was nobody pets that. Well, maybe Geordie, because she was the youngest of the family. She was definitely the pet, I suppose, in the household. You know, we all did. We have two nurses, two teachers. I worked in the bank. My brother was a creamery manager. And my eldest sister went to America, Annette, but she's back home now again.
And how long was she gone for?
She was in America 20-odd years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And when did she come back?
She came back in 1970.
Did she find a big difference?
Actually, yeah, she didn't really like them. Married in America, and she came home, and she's living in Abidorny, and then she inherited the post office and my mother's home place in Lisbon.
Oh.
And she was back and over there running the post office for a good lot of years until she retired.
Oh, so it was a very happy ending.
So it was a very happy ending.
mm-hmm. Now, Robert was telling me how ye met.
We'll be married 54 years this year.
Wow. And yesterday, the 1st of March, was your engagement anniversary.
Yeah, it was. He doesn't ever remember that. I have to prompt him. It was my sister, actually, that he introduced us. She's living in Kilkenny, and so she introduced us. And
mm-hmm. How did that go?
We both loved singing, and we both loved dancing, and we did a fair share of it.
Oh, lovely.
We were involved in Coltis then, and we toured England and America with the Coltis tour group in 1978.
Wow, what was that like?
A fantastic experience. Mm-hmm. It really was. England was nearly nicer than America because it wasn't as vast. We had internal flights and everything in America and the distances, but like England was, we enjoyed that more than America.
And how long were you gone for?
We were in England for 2 weeks in February, mm-hmm. and then in October we were in America for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
And whereabouts in America did you go?
Oh, we did 18 cities in 19 days.
Oh, you must have been wrecked.
We were wrecked. We really were wrecked. A friend of ours now, Martha Buckley, who was with us, she actually slept standing up in Chicago Airport.
It was
a lot of travelling. We stayed with host families. And then we were up in Canada then, and we stayed in hotels there because you didn't have as many host families.
Oh.
But mm-hmm. like it was some experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Robert, what was it like for you?
It was great. Mm-hmm. But we had, I suppose, when we left Shannon, there was nearly a half ton of luggage,
mm-hmm.
Stuff for Coltis. That was distributed all over America.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls then, she was a harpist, and I used to hold a harp. And load and unload, that all had to be loaded and unloaded in the different venues then, and stuff would be salted in some of the venues, the load would be getting a bit lighter as we went along.
Would you ever be afraid that anything went missing?
I didn't have to worry. Sometimes you'd be glad to jump the whole lot because it was...
Mm-hmm.
But that time they had a Ballybun and promotion brochure advertising Ballybun, and I took that with me. And I left.
He wasn't supposed to do it, but he did it. But
I left a brochure, our brochures, in every venue that we were at.
Okay, and did you get any response?
I presume they did, because Ballybunnan became a huge mecca for golf then, down the years.
It was just advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say it was a cheap way of advertising when Robert took all the brochures with him, and people, you see, the shop was laid out in the foyer of wherever we'd be performing.
Mm-hmm.
And the brochures were part and parcel of the shop.
Yeah.
When they were buying something, then they'd pick up a brochure and, you know.
Tell me, when you were performing, how long were you performing for in each venue?
Well, you had a full concert.
Mm-hmm.
There was 20 artists. We were part of the Ballybun and half set.
Mm-hmm.
That was what we were doing. And you had musicians and singers, and you had an MC, and you had a tour manager. So that, I suppose, there was. Well, we made some very, very good friends now in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that we stayed friends with all down along. Chris Droney from Clare, now he concertina player, like we have, he only died 2 years ago, but like we had a great rapport with him, and you know, we, as I said, we kept up the friendship.
Mm-hmm. When you went over and, let's say, you finished your performances and everything, both in England and America, what was the audience reaction like?
Well, fantastic reaction, really it was. Now in England, people came, but in America, the audiences were different. If it went on too long, like, they would get up and walk out because they were going to work early the following morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, you'd have to start the program when you were
bang
on time in America. And then, like, after all the shows, then there was a kind of a...
you performed the show again, because every place, every host, there was a bar, and there'd be a concert.
But that's what I was just coming to.
Sorry,
you know, like,
sorry,
after,
no, for interrupting.
After the show, that, like, in the host houses you'd be staying in, like, everybody would be performing there again, an impromptu thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And were you treated well?
We were treated exceptionally well.
Oh,
we really were now.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have any complaints. Like, we got beautiful food, lovely accommodation, everything.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
You know.
And then over the years with your own children, did you get them heavily involved in Kyotas?
I should tell you the truth, no, they weren't that interested. Our eldest, Jonar, we have two boys and a girl. Jonar is here now, I'll make a mistake. He was born in 1970. And Fergus was born in 72, and Granny was born in 81. But like any of the... Granny did music, all right, and she has a beautiful singing voice. And our son Fergus lives across the road in the old home. And, they didn't take the cultus like we did.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they were more into football and whatever.
And what made you so involved in cultus that you loved it so much?
Liam Buckley, I suppose, was the... From Ballybunion, he was the... Came up one day and spoke to us, and we joined in 1970, and... We were involved in it after that. Never looked back. Like, we had, at that time, you had fantastic socials in the Manhattan. Like, we knew everybody around, and it was a forum of, that was our entertainment, and that was what we loved.
Mm-hmm. And Robert, what did you love most about it? There's a big smile on your face, so I know something good's coming.
Everything about it was great, really, because when I started dancing, it would be at a run dance. Mm-hmm. And that was where we did have real sets and hornpipes. And then at our local hall, then in the winter time would be Ashti.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be two reels played there every night, reel sets and hornpipes, and two sieges of Innes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the programme for the, plus everything else after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew about what
was
polkas. We never had the word polkas.
Okay.
It was always reel sets and hornpipes, that was it. But coulters, it was polka sets, that's what was
amazing.
Termed as. And the reel was forgotten about then.
Okay,
it was all sets, polkas and hornpipes.
Mm-hmm. And when you got your season ticket for the dances below, what kind of dances were you doing then?
What was ballroom dancing.
Okay.
Ballroom dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Yeah.
And there was a time then when you would be supposed to have a ceilidh for a fundraiser for the GAA.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have anything else. But when it would be a ceilidh in all time, you see, covered it then. And when the reel would be called here in the ballerina in Ballymunnan, that was the smaller hall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the ladies would disappear. They wouldn't. It wasn't fashionable
to be dancing
that kind of music and that.
Really?
And they'd run to the ladies.
Oh my God.
And then the years after, when their kids were coming up, they were paying to have them, you know, when set dancing.
Yeah.
Because that time the branch was, we had, Liam Buckley was a fantastic organiser, like, and he was passionate about it. And we had four different age groups of set dancers, like.
Mm-hmm.
And the mothers that were running to the toilet that time were paying to have their kids.
Oh my God. They could have been shy.
Yeah, but that was a fact, like, that's what happened.
That's amazing.
At that era, and it was only in the latter years then that set dancing became popular, and now so they're travelling all over, and they're happy with their local set at all. They have to have 10, 20 different sets.
And tell me this, on the day of your wedding, what was the dance you danced to?
You see, there was no... At that time, you didn't pick the number. Like, the band went up and they played. Like,
really?
It was... Yeah, there was no such thing as...
No formality.
Not really. No, like, we got married at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That time, that was the time. Like, there was no such thing as... And, like, the reception was over. Everything was over by 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
The height of the roses, really...
Yeah, that's true. In the Brendan, we had the reception, and the Rose of Tralee was on at that particular, the 30th of August.
Oh, lovely.
It was when we got married.
Lovely. Jesus, that sounds really nice. So, you know, a lot of, I think the Brendan was a very popular place one time.
It was. Mm-hmm. But like as I said, there was no number that you would pick out like they do today. Like there's a big, and you see, they have to learn to dance now. So that we were able to dance, and it didn't matter. Everybody got up and
Mm-hmm. Now there's a here in Ballybunion in the next couple of months. There's a new flag show coming. Are you excited for it, Robert?
There's a lot of work to do, and it's only beginning now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but all the venues are sorted out.
But it'll be an exciting time. You have obviously all your venues and everything like that, and there'll be people from all around the county around.
Yeah, that's the idea. Like, but we have a lot to do yet on advertising around outside mm-hmm. the county bounds, like, mm-hmm. for people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it before. We had 8x4s and smaller, like, advertising, and we had them up all around,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the entrance to the county.
Yeah.
And all I know, since the last meeting now, when we looked for them, they were down in Milltown.
So you have the secondary school, and you have the national school, and you have the Teen Town Theatre, and they're all within walking mm-hmm. distance.
Yeah,
you know, because some venues you'd have to be driving and running for the different mm-hmm. competitions.
Trying to make times and
yeah.
everything. Yeah,
yeah. So that, like, all the venues are within walking distance.
Mm-hmm. And Deirdre, I noticed while I was sitting here at the table, and just I look over at my eye, I see a couple of Tin Whistles. Who are they all belong to?
Our, would you believe it now, our Tunisian grandchildren.
Oh, well.
They're learning the Tin Whistle.
But how are they finding it?
They're actually now just coming along very well, but just trying to get them to practice. But, like, they're good. They go down every Friday evening, and we'll say the coldest thing had lapsed here a small bit for a while, but then Betty Joyce came from Scarty Glen, and herself and a few of the local girls, they started, Betty plays music, like, she's a Trojan worker, really and truly, like, and she got it going again in the music classes. And John Fennell from Kilrush is coming over and teaching dancing every Saturday.
Okay.
Since last September.
Brilliant. And is he getting a good outcome?
He is, yeah. Good, he good. Is, like, he has, we'll say, the beginners, and then you have, they go up, age groups up along, and then he has the adults when all the children are finished.
Aww,
so he's
lovely.
He said he'd see how it went up to Christmas, but he's still coming, and
just
going well. Mm-hmm. So as I say, our grandchildren are going down too.
Mm-hmm. You must be very happy to see that.
I am really and truly, like, the little girl, she has a gorgeous voice. The boys wouldn't have as good a voice, but she has a lovely voice, so we're hoping for good things from her.
Yeah. Well, again, as you said, with yourselves, even with Cultus can take you all around the world.
Oh, all around
which is
the
amazing.
World. And, like, we had, we'll say, various different, Clare now was a big, we went to the Flannoy Ennis a lot of years, and, like, took the, we'll say, the under 14 set, 14 to 18, and the seniors, and it was all part of the concerts in at the Flannoy, so.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, Michael Howard and his wife had a farm, and they had a big bed and breakfast house, and we used to take over the whole house for the weekend of the Flannoy, the whole lot of the Ballybunion crowd, and we had a lot of fun times there.
Yeah. And again, a lovely way to make friends. I suppose, mm-hmm. Robert, as well, you made friends for life.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose the fact that the half setting as a result of winning the All Ireland in Innes, we had 2 or 3 television performances.
Oh, wow! What years?
Oh.
I'd have to. One was in 70. The first one actually was in 1973.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
1974. It was in 1974. It was black and white, like, it was Bring Down the Lamp, was it? No, that
no,
was
before the All Ireland, wasn't it?
I know, but that was later.
Yeah.
That was later, but, like, the first one was, we'll say, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had maybe 4 or 5 different appearances then.
Wow, that must have been amazing.
So, again, like, it was all an experience.
Mm-hmm. What do people say to you when they saw you?
You know, should you tell you the truth, I don't think there was that much fuss about it that time.
Oh, it's a big, big deal though, isn't it?
Well, there was one part of the set that was unusual to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them If you will, I won't mention, better not mention them because they're still alive. Have we gone down on their knees to see what we were doing? And they couldn't do it. But I remember being beyond there one day anyway, and a fella stopped outside in the road. He probably recognised me, I couldn't tell you. But I had to demonstrate outside in the yard for him there what we were doing.
God, you could have been giving him classes. So
it was so simple, like.
Well, they did the television program then a number of years ago for the various different sets, the Roscommon set, the Ballyvourna set, and all that. They did the program of the full thing. Iarla O'Leonard was the host, I suppose, of it at that time. And all the different sets were done, and we have the video of that.
Wow.
And 'twas like Liam and Martha Buckley now, Noreen and Patricia Barrett, Mickey and Kennelly, Anthony Barrett, and Robert and myself. And like 'twas a whole day above in Dublin, but it was.
When you watch that back, what does it feel like?
I couldn't do today what I did then. Just the legs wouldn't be as good, like we were fit that time now, very fit. Like when you would go to the different socials, like you would dance three or four sets in the night, and like you wouldn't even stop to think about it. But now, to give one round of the floor might be.
We didn't have this room at that time, like there was no big coach out there, and. That's where a lot of the practicing was done.
Right here in the sitting room?
Yeah, the different age groups like would be here rehearsing for the different things, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Mm. Amazing. Jeez, it's incredible the way it can bring you around the world and you can meet so many people and to this day even bring it on with family throughout. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Would you recommend it to anyone to start learning no matter what age?
You see, they're doing it. I don't have to recommend it because they're all doing it now. At that time, there weren't that many of us, you know, we'll say apart from the group of us that used to be here. But like now, they're all going to the classes and they're doing it.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people see the importance of it now, and it's our culture at the end of the day.
Oh, it is our culture, definitely it is. Mm-hmm. And like it keeps you very fit.
Mm-hmm. And where did you say your grandchildren were from?
Tunisia.
Yeah, and they're seeing this culture as well, and that culture, it must be lovely.
Yeah, you see, they're not old enough to... The three of them were born in France.
Wow.
But then they moved to Tunisia, but that's a long story.
Very good. A story for another day.
Well,
I'd leave it at that, but it was lovely to hear about it, Deirdre and Robert, so thank you so much.
Pleasure was all ours, haven't you?